96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Well, we are at the 46th Annual Congressional Black Caucus here at the Washington Convention Center. The theme, defining the moment, building the movement. We have a lot to talk about tonight, issues that are varied and very, very diverse. We're going to talk a little bit about the birther issue tonight. We're going to talk about the black vote. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. We're also going to talk about black athletes as they make transitions from one part of their career to the next, and black athletes in politics. Join the conversation, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or join us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Joining me to talk right now is Kevin Carr. He is founder of Pros to CEO. He is the former vice president of player development for the NBA. Lots to talk about tonight here at the Congressional Black Caucus 46th annual event. First of all, I want to thank you so much, Kevin, for coming by. This is such a critical time for black athletes that are standing up and making their voices heard. We've got the Colin Kaepernick situation, and then we have athletes that are following suit. When you take a look at what athletes are doing, not just this year, but we saw with the NBA last year and some of the things that they were voicing about political issues, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think more importantly, it's becoming more and more aware of the athlete himself and herself, that they can have a presence beyond the playing field, that their opinion beyond the playing field can be empowering and it can be enlightening. And if they use it in a productive way, they can change and impact people beyond their own thought and beyond what people intend to see them as. So they're really game changers in another aspect off the field if they really want to put themselves in that place. Mm-hmm. Not every person is built or wired to do that as an athlete, but we're starting to see them use their power of platform and use power in a different way, meaning that it's powerful that their money, that they have money, it's powerful that they are well known, it's powerful that they have large followings. But now some of them are saying, beyond that, what else makes me more powerful? What can I do to empower others? And I think we're seeing that come more and more relevant as we are seeing things happening socially across the country. And you're right. In the last year, we've seen a lot more movement. We've seen it on the college level.
Yes.
We've seen it now at the pro level. And we knew back in the 60s with Jim Brown, we saw a lot of that coming together, and then it kind of just died off. But now we're seeing a resurgence of it. So I think it's something that people are really excited to finally see. Myself, mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what athletes themselves can do beyond the playing field.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we're here at the 46th Annual Congressional Black Caucus here live at the Washington Convention Center. Lots of issues to talk about, a legislative agenda, and what you think the black elected officials, not just on Capitol Hill, but also those in your local community, should be focusing on as we come to the end of 2016 and take a look at 2017. You're here, Kevin, for Pros to CEOs. What is that exactly?
So Pro to CEO is a career transition and business development strategic consulting firm for athletes, artists, executives, and organizations seeking to transition their businesses to the next level, mm-hmm. whether it be entrepreneurial for the individual or organizations who want to transition their managerial leaders and empower them to be as successful as they can in the business space that they operate in. Mm-hmm. So we're strategic in our partnerships. Being a former NBA executive, I experienced a lot of players not transitioning well. struggling with who am I beyond the playing field, and I never could really do it as an NBA employee. So now I get to do it with athletes, artists, executives, and create businesses, create future CEOs through this new business vehicle. So we're super excited about being able to impact America and beyond with new people in the business space that never thought they could be business owners, operators, CEOs, partners, do joint ventures, acquisitions, social impact in their communities by doing great business.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, too, because there's some critical issues, because some athletes, as we know, they leave the gridiron, the hardwoods, and sometimes they leave without money. And so I want to talk to you a little bit more about that also. But let me go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Samuel from Gaithersburg. Thanks for calling, Samuel. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead, Samuel. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, please.
Yes. My name is Samuel Yamba. I'm calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Yes, sir.
As a, what I call it, forgive me, as a black person, I don't know why we give Donald Trump the right to decide our black men. It's like Donald Trump is the father or the mother of Barack Obama, who gave him the right to be birth, to be born. Mm-hmm. So we wait all these years Trump can decide to say yes, Barack, he was born. All this time, Mr. Barack was not born. He was not alive. No. So we had to decide. We had to wait for Donald Trump to decide that yes, from now today, Barack is a human being. He was born. That's a shame on for every black person. Maybe.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. I did want to, because we're going to be talking about a cornucopia. If I can use that word, of issues tonight, and I certainly welcome our listeners to chime in as we take a look at some of these critical issues for African Americans here at the Congressional Black Caucus. You can give us a call 219-7810, 202-319-7810. We do have here also with us Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver. Of course, she's a political analyst and author of How Exceptional Black Women Lead. Avis, good to see you.
Good to see you too, my man.
Thanks for coming. I know you've been here and busy certainly all day long. I want to talk to you a little bit before we go back to this sports issue. I want you to talk to me a little bit about what happened today as it relates to Donald Trump, this birther issue, and why it was such a big deal today.
Well, what we saw today was Donald Trump being Donald Trump. First of all, he communicates in a fashion in which he tells a plethora of lies sprinkled in with a little bit of truth. And what we saw today was him finally admitting what he had to know to be true for years. But now he's doing it in terms of admitting that the president is, in fact, a citizen of the United States, because he sees that he can finally get some political gain. But for the past several years, all the way including up until this year, 2016, he was still questioning the legitimacy of our president by trying to claim that his birth certificate itself was illegitimate. So this is a man who is a pathological liar, who has no sort of control over his own temper and cannot even admit that he's wrong in most circumstances, and certainly can't bring himself to apologize. And so it's very interesting that today he had a 30-minute speech followed by no questions, with basically six words finally admitting what we all know to be true, and that is that the President of the United States is, in fact, a citizen of the United States.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Max calling from Southeast D.C. Max, thanks for calling.
Hey,
what's on your
good
mind?
Evening, fellas.
Hey, how are you?
The question I have is what is it going to take, so to speak, for the athletes to, like, farm their own league? Like, hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. We're listening, Max.
Yeah. Farm their own league. For example, the like RFK Stadium, which is sitting there rotting. Why won't they come together and, like, farm, like, a minor league, NFL, so to speak, or for college athletes who don't make it to the professional level, and just go from there? Because it's almost like time enough for us to lead You know, it's almost like we have our standard is based on others. We need to have our own standards, so to speak, because it's like our standards, like I said, is based on others' standards. So for me, that
let
would
me
be
see. Extreme. Let me see if Kevin can respond to that, because that's really right up your alley. That could very well be the next step after ownership.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many steps you have to take to build a infrastructure for a league. But I do agree with the caller. There are some ways for athletes themselves to create businesses as well as things like leagues if they want to. I mean, you first have to have the desire. This is no notion of a thing to start a business in general. And then a league where you have to penetrate on what the competitors are already doing. It's a huge undertaking, but it's well worth doing if there are enough people who believe that they can tap into this market and put together a league that can be competitive over time. When you understand how the business works and you have the right people, there's nothing that can't be done. So I will say that there are some athletes out there who are creating some vehicles to compete in the league space and be owners. We just saw Grant Hill became an owner of the Atlanta Hawks. You've also seen recently Shaq has an ownership stake in the Sacramento Kings, as well as Usher has a stake. I mean, we're seeing some of this, but as far as a minor league, there are opportunities for people to come together and pool their money and be part of minor league systems all over the country right now. So there's a way for us to be in this. We don't have to sit on the sidelines. It's really about what your interests are and your ability and your talent and convening it together to create the league. So I would say the first step is to really see if that's something that these athletes want to do. There are a few out there, like I said, that are trying to do it, but it really isn't something you take lightly. These cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to start.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of the NBA Development League, where we started teams at about under $1 million, and it took us about 12 years to create them to where they're now worth somewhere between $6 to $8 million from a minor league standpoint. So when I was there, it took a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. You had to do a lot of negotiations. That's not something that most people really understand. It's not about selling a couple tickets and asking you to put a jersey and run out there. You have to have extreme cooperation with city governments. You have to meet all kinds of financial obligations. You really have to have extreme backing from a community for a number of years and commit to contracts for a long time before you see a real dollar being made. It probably could be 3 to 5 years.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lots to talk about as we talk about black athletes making that transition from player to CEO and big business. Also, of course, we are talking about the birther issue that came up today. Donald Trump finally admitting that President Obama was born in the USA. You want to talk about the black vote, Black Lives Matter, and the critical issues that should be coming up during the upcoming legislative session on Capitol Hill. Give us a call. Let's go to Sky from Northwest. Sky, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon or good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I'm curious to why we have to validate Trump's comments when we already know. Why do we have to be responsible? Why do we have to respond to such invalid questions? We don't need to prove anything to Trump. Why is it such an issue that it makes the news? Why can't we create the issues that are relevant to us instead of allowing someone who is obviously against what's important to us to dictate what we put our attention to? So we can ignore that.
But let's see what Avis has to say, because Sky, let me say, because that is a very, very good question, but it is also a critical question because there is so much attention being paid to it. Avis, why is this such a big deal? Why is it that those who already understand that President Obama was born in the USA, why can't they just turn their backs to it? Why is there so much attention being?
You know, I think there's a lot of attention being brought to the issue because this is just one in a series of very offensive things that this presidential candidate has done since the day that he announced specifically by calling Mexicans rapists. Okay, let's just be very clear. He started
and
out,
murders and drug
and
dealers.
Murders and drug, everything.
Let's paint the whole picture.
Exactly. I just minimized it. Crazy as that I can be. So it's very interesting that from day one he's shown himself to be racist. And this particular issue, though, is different in that he really, I guess you could say, developed his political bona fides through this issue. It was really through pushing through and in essence leading the birther movement that he really started to sort of segue from reality TV star to politician. And so this is something that he dogged the president about for years, until this birth certificate was finally produced. And then after it was produced, he floated all of these lies that question the legitimacy of the birth certificate itself all the way up until 2016. And just imagine all the lies that we've seen this presidential candidate say throughout the course of his campaign, which I have to tell you, a lot of people talk about the fact that Hillary lies. If you compare PolitiFact and the proportion of lies that each candidate has told, the reality is that Donald Trump has told more lies than truths.
But don't forget, here's the other piece to it, and I don't want Sky to miss this, that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president of the United States.
Absolutely.
And so he has garnered millions of votes.
Yeah.
And no matter what you think about him, the reality is that unless there's something really crazy that happens, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. And although we know that President Obama was born here in the United States, there are still a significant percentage of Americans that believe that he is not a native-born American.
Well, let's just be real about it. They don't accept him as an American.
They don't accept him, exactly.
Because he is black. Let's just be very real about it. And the reality is that Donald Trump himself is the canary in the coal mine. You're making a very good point here. He is the canary in the coal mine because as much of a buffoon and a liar and everything else that he is representing millions of people. And those are the people that I'm concerned about no matter what happens the day after the election. And the reality is that that means that there are millions of deplorable racists, and I will say it, in the United States who are backing this man and will do it no matter what he says or does.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of this conversation. We're also going to talk more about some of the critical issues facing athletes as they make a transition from pro player to the front office, the CEO's office, and what needs to be done to have more athletes stay financially viable as they leave the playing field or the courts. Stay with us. If you're on the phone, do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. Phone line still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will take your phone calls. Of course, Wes Hall standing in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation.